and gentlemen, this is the main event. Fight fans worldwide, you tuned into the number one undisputed boxing podcast today. This is the Boxing Breakdown.
Oh yeah. What's up, what's up, what's up, people? Welcome to another edition of the Boxing Breakdown, and I am your host, Mark Roxy. It's great to see you all. Pleasure to be here, pleasure to be with you, and I will bring into the studio my partner in crime here, Mr. Harold Hunt. Harold, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Hey, now, how you guys doing?
I'm good, man. Everybody's doing good. I'm sure the listeners are doing good. At least we are praying that the listeners are doing good. But I'm stoked to be with you, Harold, man. And, you know, this episode is, I'm just going to throw it up on the screen so everybody knows what we're talking about today. We got Pac-Man, Pacquiao. Okay, and Errol the Truth Spence, the fight is canceled. So I'm sorry to report that, and I'm going to make that graphic a little nicer to look at, man, for sure. But actually, it's really not that easy to put it all in the frame. So what I'm going to do is come right on back to you and I, because you and I are what's up. So anyway, yeah, man, I'm sorry to report that the fight is in fact canceled, and that's the biggest headline as of right now. I mean, I don't even know, Harold. What do you make of all this?
He obviously really wanted to fight. Didn't know he was hurt, and he was desperate enough to go to three different doctors to get some kind of opinion. He just wanted one of them to say he could fight. So he would have done that. One out of two, he would have took it. But they all three said the same situation. So he had to go with it.
So he went to three doctors?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What did the doctors actually say? What's going on?
He has a torn retina. So back in the day, that would be a career-ending type injury, but now it can be lasered. It'll seal up the tear, the retina tear. 2 weeks, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
Routine, nothing to even concern yourself about.
Really?
Yes, a detached retina is a complete different situation.
Oh, tell me.
Retina detached, you have to reattach it. Thereby, the eyeball and all the things that go along with all of that is such a huge situation. But he doesn't have a detached retina. He just has a tear in his retina, which is going to be sealed up with laser.
Right.
3 weeks from now, he could actually fight.
Really? Is that what the doctor said?
Yes, he had the surgery today in Dallas, 2 weeks to the heel, and 3 weeks he can actually fight.
Right.
In 3 weeks' time, he could fight.
So for the listeners out there, check it out. The fight between Manny Pacquiao and Errol Spence was supposed to take place on August 21st on Fox Sports pay-per-view. And pretty much it was really the biggest fight on the radar. I don't know if you've listened to the recent podcast. If you haven't, please do listen to the podcast. Also, right now, I just want to remind you to hit the like and subscribe button. And then get the notification so that you can follow our podcast. The visual podcast is a relatively new podcast. We haven't been doing it for long, right, Harold? But it sure is kind of, it's a challenge. And at the same time, it's a lot of fun to do. And I didn't mean to digress off the topic. So I'll jump right back into what I was trying to get at, which is that, you know, this fight was the biggest fight in a sea of fights that have been canceled, that have been postponed, that have been moved. The boxing fans have been turned. through the mill for sure. And it is not a pretty look for boxing. I would say right now we probably got a nice big black eye on us right now, and it doesn't look good. So it's disappointing at best. And this latest news of Errol Spence having a tear in his left retina, I would just say, without getting too deep into it, I myself have had a retinal detachment, in fact, a complete retinal detachment, and I've had three surgeries due to the retinal detachment, and it had nothing to do with boxing, of course, thank God, because, as you know, I am a commentator. I am not a fighter right now, right? So, but anyway, I've had three detachments, and it is not pretty. It's very expensive, and I have had some retinal tears along the way due to the detachment, and the lasering it's a relatively painful but painless process in the fact that it's an outpatient kind of thing. But when you have retinal tears, it's very difficult to report what you just reported, from the standpoint that we don't, like a retinal tear, we don't know if the surgery actually healed the tear or if there are micro tears in the retina. And what actually occurs, Harold, is the vitreous fluid that is seated behind the retina actually seeps out into the outside of the retina. And what occurs because of that leakage is a detachment. So a detachment is like, from my understanding of what happened to me, is that it's actually the tear is what happens first. And then the detachment comes. So the question becomes, from the standpoint of a medical question that I would ask the doctors is this tear are there multiple tears? Is it one tear? Is that one tear that they picked up in the retina, did it leak? Did we lose vitreous fluid? How long was the tear? Because a lot of the answers to those questions would determine what the future of Errol Spence is. And of course, with much respect to Errol Spence, we don't know his medical condition and we shouldn't know it. It's private. But the fact is that, we don't know how bad this is and what this actually could lead to. Whether or not he will be able to come back into the ring. I'm praying that he heals rapidly, and all of us in the boxing want him to recover quickly and be right back in the ring. But Harold, from a guy who's had retinal detachment and tears, the laser procedure is very interesting, to say the least. It's like being punched in the eye over and over again with a little laser. But, I just pray that he gets better, but boy, man, what a disappointment, right?
Yes, I agree. Well, they're going to have a spin on it. I did a lot of research today on what you were just speaking of, the surgery. You have to lay down, face down for 20 hours.
That's right.
And they put an air bubble in the back of your eye there to keep the pressure properly, and it has to heal properly. And you have to do certain things. You can't move.
It's a nitrous oxide ball.
Right. You can't, you can't even really go use the bathroom, because when you use the bathroom, that puts pressure on your eye, bowel movement, all that kind of stuff. No sex, no nothing. You can't do jack.
Yeah.
I understand that. Supposedly, from what I read today, yes, that's a retina tear. I mean, that's a detached retina. But you know better. So right now the spin is he has a tear that can be sealed with a laser and he was supposed to be ready to go in 3 weeks. That is the spin. So
got that. I got that spin. Yeah, spin it, baby. Spin it. I got it. I understand that. I want to make sure that I communicated that to you and for those of you that are listening out here that retinal detachments are very serious in boxing. They're very serious in life. You can get them from a cat or a dog jumping up and hitting you in the eye, a little kid poking you in the eye, they can happen. And they certainly are no fun. And in my case, my retina was completely detached. It was awful. It was like, you know, the doctors freaked out when it happened. And it's not a pretty process. And my surgeries took place over 2 years, and there were three of them. And each one was more frustrating than the next. So anyway, some of the other pieces to this story are that, you know, he's not going to get, I don't think he's going to get another shot. I don't know what you think, Harold, but I don't think he's going to get another shot at fighting Pacquiao. That's not going to happen.
Well, with the spin, he's supposed to be lined up to fight the winner of this fight of Pacquiao and Ugas. So I guess I'm just spinning away because, you know, that's what everyone's thinking right now. You know, yeah. He'll go through this. This fight will be over. They'll do a 6 months or whatever. He should be able to turn right around and fight Pacquiao.
Right.
So that's what they're saying right now.
Well, I beg to differ, but I mean, it's going to be a little bit of time before we're going to know whether or not he's even going to be able to fight again. You know, I mean, that's the real question. That's what I'm concerned about. And you heard it right here on the Boxing Breakdown. I'm concerned about whether or not this incredibly talented human being we're going to be able to see him in the ring again due to that detachment retinal tear. He does not have a detachment. Let's make that really, really clear. He does not have a detachment. But I also would say, you know, this is one of the things that ended, one of the reasons Sugar Ray Leonard exited the ring as well, because of his eyes.
But technology back then was a lot less modern, if that's a word,
yeah,
in 87. And he recovered to fight again.
Yeah.
And, you know, his eyes are lined up properly now. So I'm thinking that his surgery went really well in that particular era. And I would like to think, you know, the surgery now is successful.
Right.
You show no effects visually from your endeavor with that. However, some other fighters do show a marketed change in their eye movement and what have you. So your surgeries were extensive and you look great. So
yeah.
I'm thinking now maybe Spence has a chance of recovery.
Yes, Harold. What you don't know and what you don't see, right, is that I have no vision in my left eye. So yes, while there's no marked difference in my appearance, but I do not have vision in my left eye because of the detachment. So yeah, I mean, that's a whole other story, but so yeah, they did put the eye back together. But the fact of the matter is that the detachment caused me, because of the length of time, and Errol Spence does not have a detachment, but what as I said to you before, there is a chance when you have a retinal tear of more tears occurring. And really, it's great that, I mean, great we could talk about this because it's good for all the boxers that are listening out there. You know, once you see any kind of marked difference in your vision, you got to make sure you're getting your vision checked. And you have to see a very special kind of doctor to check your the tears, because, you know, a regular eye doctor may dilate your eyes and may see into your eyes, but isn't going to always pick up the micro tears that occur right on the lining of the retina. So I think, like, I go to the doctor regularly for them to look in my healthy eye to ensure that the actual tissue isn't thinning, because there's a natural thinning. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I know a lot about this. There's a natural thinning to the eye that occurs. So in that way, you know, it could be, you know, there's always a chance that something could happen to my retina, you know, as time goes on. So we just have to keep an eye on it regularly. And I would presume that Errol Spence will also have to do that. So yeah. And I mean, the news is that fight's not going to happen. It's a tragedy, from the standpoint of, I mean, we've had, it's just a tragedy that this is happening. We've had setbacks before with some of these fights that we cover, and, you know, we talk about them, they're going to happen, and then they don't happen. And here we are again. Here we are talking about another one that's not going to happen. And now with, isn't there only like 10 days, Harold, left? And now they're going to put in, who are they going to put in, Harold? Talk to me.
Ugas, who is a Cuban fighter. Everyone should know who he is. He was lined up to fight Madonna's cousin, I believe it was. He had an eye injury he pulled out. One of the positive things about this is that he was ready to fight. Pacquiao's ready to fight, so no dates have to been changed, no venues, some quick press conferences. I anticipate to lower the price of the pay-per-view.
Right.
And I think the thing will go on. So you're still going to have a Pacquiao fight. And for the Pacquiao fans, they get to see him in really, you know, really great shape. Supposedly he really went out for this. He really thought this was could catapult him, you know, into the, you know, number one fighter in the world, you know, type of a conversation.
Right.
But, you know, it's not going to happen. Now, he does, in fact, get to fight for the WBA title, which he had, and they stripped him. So now he's got to go back and get that.
Right.
He's got to fight for his own title back. But he will have a legitimate title with whoever else he's going to fight next.
Right. So what's,
providing he wins.
So let me ask you something. Let's talk about, because I'm presuming that Manny Pacquiao, this changes everything for Manny Pacquiao. So let's break that down. Let's get into the nitty gritty of what's going to happen with Pacquiao here.
Well, he is to run for presidency in the Philippines. Myself, if he wins the fight and he wins the presidency, responsible person, well, not saying he's not responsible, but I would not fight anymore as the president of a country. There's no need for that. I mean, he's already transcended past that.
Right.
So he has the opportunity to go ahead and fight, win the belt, and retire and go on to be president. But I believe he wants to have all four belts. And I'm just saying it off the top of my head. I'm thinking far into the future that he would like to get Floyd back in the ring again for all four belts.
Oh.
Now, there's a lot that has to go on before that even happens, even gets to that point. But I think Manny wants to get that off of his psyche.
Right.
And I think this was a way to do it if he could.
Wow.
Wow. Now, the scenarios that go along with that are kind of intricate, but I will just break them down right quick.
Break them down.
I'm thinking he'll beat Ugas. I'm thinking, you know, just off the cuff, Porter beats Crawford. Pacquiao beats Porter. He'll have two belts. Earl's not going to be stripped by the WBC. And IBF can be coerced not to strip them either.
Right.
If they know there's a fight preeminent. So they'll both have the belts, and I see this taking place within a year or so. Okay. If Pacquiao doesn't run for presidency, I think he'll do this. If he does run for presidency, that was a wrench in everything.
Right.
It all depends on how he feels. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at that scenario of how that could transpire. How would it be that he would get a fight with Floyd Mayweather? And really, would Floyd Mayweather even take the fight, Harold? Would he even take it? I mean, like, Floyd's standpoint is that he already beat Mayweather. I mean, he already beat Pac-Man. So why would he go and do it again, right? That's his, that's what he says. Now, I don't know if, you know, deep down inside he would, you know, run that back. I know Pacquiao would love to run that back, right? What do you think Pacquiao does at night about that fight?
Well, Pacquiao wants to run it back because he has something to sell. Floyd will run it back for, I'm just guessing, for the $500 million guaranteed that each fighter will get.
All right.
Plus the upside. I mean, he could make almost $1 billion on this.
Wow. A billion? Maybe like in B?
$850 million.
Wow.
All told in. So, you know, that kind of thing will lure Floyd out. However, styles make fights, and Pacquiao, so be it, just my opinion, will never be able to beat Floyd just because of the style.
Really?
He just can't. He's just not going to be able to beat Floyd. What? It may be a stinker of a fight, but Floyd will win on points.
Well, if you guys that are tuning in out there have something to say about that, I'm sure you will. Please put your comments down below. Let us know what you think about it for sure, man. We would love to know what you think. And, you know, please hit the like button, you know, share the podcast, and definitely get into the action and talk to us about what you believe is, you know, is so, what you think is going to happen. I mean, I think that, you know, I think that Floyd Mayweather is a little bit old now. I don't really think that I think he's really officially retired. I think he'll do whatever they're called, whatever you call those things. He'll do some more of those, but I don't really see him back in the squared circle as a professional fighter, especially fighting someone like Pac-Man or, you know, because Pacquiao's still game, man. He looked great in his recent, you know, some of the footage that I've been watching of him. I mean, he looks fabulous, man. He's like grooving. His hand speed is up. His footwork looks sharp. He looks great, and he's really young. You know, he's really not. That's, I know they keep talking about that being old, but for a guy like Manny Pacquiao, it's not. It's really not. And I think you're only as old as you think you are. Well, yet to be determined. But, and that's another podcast. But we, you know, look, Manny Pacquiao is going to face Ugas. That is a tough, tough fight. That's not an easy fight. What do you think?
Well, they're similar in style. Spence and Ugas are similar in style. Ugas fights off the front foot. He's not going to be going back. So some of the work that Pacquiao put in, he'll be able to use some of it. However, he has to adjust because, you know, Ugas is a right-handed fighter. So the stamina and the movement, you know, it's going to work out. He just got to look for stuff to come from the other side.
Right.
Where you've been training for the other end of it.
Huh.
So the mental thing he has to harness, not fighting Spence and now fighting Ugas. And I believe he's seasoned enough that won't even be an issue.
Right.
And he has added caveat of getting the belt back that he was, you know, he wasn't stripped of it, but he was elevated to, was a franchise champion or something.
Yep.
That really didn't, it was just a, you know, it was nothing. But now he goes back and get the real one, the one that really matters that he can bring to the table, that can get Bud Crawford, if Bud Crawford loses or wins, whoever, to the table. So it is something that he can actually do and, you know, still motivate him just on a different plane.
Right. Well, listen, man, I'm excited to see the fight. I don't know what they're doing about, you know, the ticket sales and everything. I wonder how it's going to affect the fight, but boy.
Well, I do have an opinion on that. I mean, it was 75. So they have a couple of choices. They could drop it to 40, or they can put it on free TV. Now, if they put it on free TV, it will be a boom.
Because you've been saying that for four podcasts already.
Pardon me?
You've been saying that for four podcasts already.
Yes, yes, yes. I like free TV because that's how you and I both grew up on that free
TV. That's right.
So what I'm saying is, if in fact it goes on free TV, it will show the boxing fans that they really care about boxing fans. They really want you to view the product, and they're willing to go ahead and put it on free TV. Now, Pac-Man's salary or his take for this fight has to change. If he agrees to it, it'll go on free TV. If he doesn't agree to it, it'll be dropped some, and it'll go to stay on pay-per-view at a lower number. So we don't know what those plans are or any of that. But as a fan, I would love to see this fight on free TV. And I think the casual and everyone would say, hey, the boxing people really care about the fans enough to go ahead and put Pacquiao on TV for us to see.
Right. Right. That would be a win-win, man. That would be fabulous. But I just wonder how it's going to affect their pockets. You know, I wonder how it's going to affect the fighters' pockets, yeah, particularly Manny Pacman, Pacquiao. And, you know, boy, there's so many sagas with these fights being canceled. I mean, obviously Canelo and Plant, you know, that planted on its face, right? That's not happening. Or is it happening?
Which fight?
Caleb Plant and Canelo
Alvarez. Well, they're going back into negotiations on that fight. It's just not going to be around, you know, Cinco de Mayo, of course. And they're slowly reopening the negotiations on that fight.
Right.
Plant necessarily didn't need to really go out and kind of berate Canelo. He said a few things that either he wanted to goad him into going ahead and renegotiate, or he just had he was in his feelings. I don't know which one, but the talks are going to reopen, and he should go ahead and get his payday,
right?
Because he's giving his belt to Canelo, but he wants a chance to get it back from Canelo because he will not take that fight without a rematch. So that's the whole situation. But hey, I'm glad to see that still on the burner. It is.
Yeah, I know, man, but there's just so many opportunities. Speaking of that, I mean, the boxing schedule for August and September is heating up. I mean, there's some amazing fights coming up, and some of the ones that are most notable is Guillermo Rigondeaux is getting back in the ring. I think he's fighting John Casimero, I guess his name is. And then
that's going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good fight. And then, you know, there's another fight. I believe it's Joshua Franco versus Andrew Maloney. That's happening for the WBA regular super flyweight title.
The third time.
Yeah, man. That's a three-peat for sure. That's at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I believe it is. And then Virgil Ortiz is back in the ring. He's squaring off a guy. I really can't pronounce this guy's name, but it's Edglidias. Kavalaukas. I'm sorry, bro. I don't know. Do you know how to say that name?
Yeah, I'm not even going to try, but that guy is a really great fighter. He's only lost one fight. He's a knockout artist.
Sharp.
Mr. Virgil is going to have to come. That's one of the better fights of all the things that you just mentioned.
Yeah, that
is a really good fight. That is a 50-50 fight there.
That's August. That's August 14th. That's coming right up around the corner, man. That's right now. Yeah. And then obviously we've got Ugas and Pac-Man, which is now the replacement for Errol Spence. But that's going to happen on Fox Sports at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Yeah, it's the WBA welterweight title on the line. And that's August 21st, Saturday. So that's going to happen. And then we've got the news about David Benavidez, I'm even scared to read the schedule because I don't even know like if these fights are going to happen. But David Benavidez was just, it just came out in the news that he is in fact come down with COVID-19. And so that fight against Jose Uzgachu is, that fight is off.
Uzgagi.
You've judged him before? You've seen the fight?
I've judged, his opponent, Benavidez's opponent, I judged him in Atlanta. And he lost that night.
Right.
But he was fighting a bigger guy. Okay. But he lost that night.
Well, that's not a good sign. Well, maybe it is a good sign. But the news is that that fight's not happening. And that was for the WBC super middleweight. It was a middleweight eliminator, I guess. And that was scheduled for August 28th. Gosh, man, Josh Warrington is squaring off against Mauricio Lara, and that fight is on September 4th in the Emerald Headley Stadium in Leeds. It's a DAZN event. Stephen Fulton's getting back in the ring on September 11th, Saturday, September 11th. And then, I don't even know what to say.
But cool boy, Steph.
Yeah, what's up with Teofimo Lopez and George Camboza? Are they fighting on September 11th? Is that going down? Or?
Well, we know it's going to be on in America. We know this, so they're moving it back over here, which is good. I'm glad that Camboza is going to get a good payday to set his family up for the next couple of generations. So I'm happy about that. He didn't lose that fight.
Right.
Lose that opportunity to provide for his family.
Yeah.
But it's going to be all in America. Now, I don't know exactly particulars yet, but I know that they're lining it up and it's going to happen. So that's good. That's really good. So there's so much to look forward to, even though people are disappointed now. To me, it's like that gift that's on you to the tree and you don't see it until, you open the other ones up and the paper's all over the place and you're trying to eat breakfast and all that stuff.
Talk to me.
Hey, there's some other ones underneath here.
Yo, I'm not done.
That's what I see this whole thing is going to be like.
Harold, I'm not done.
A gift that you don't see.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar De La Hoya is getting back into the ring. Yo, we've been talking about him for a while, but he's fighting Victor Belfort. And that's on... fight an in-demand pay-per-view. That's a pay-per-view event. It's at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. So, you know, Oscar De La Hoya.
I have no interest.
You have no interest. It's a light heavyweight fight. There's no title on the line or anything like that. But, you're not going to tune in to see that at all, huh?
I don't see any energy from him. Maybe the first minute and a half.
Yeah.
And then after that, he will have no energy to do anything for the duration of that fight.
Right. September 11th.
Once the adrenaline late wears off and the reality that I don't need to be in here kicks in.
Right.
It's turns into a farce. It's
yeah. There's a lot of competing fights on that date.
My attention at all.
Yeah.
Because it's ego-driven, it's financially driven, there's no skill set. He's devoid of that right now. Everyone around him is a yes man.
Wow.
He's not in a situation where he can really show us any skill set that he had previously.
Wow. Shots fired, baby. That's amazing, bro.
So
I mean, that's quite I get
it's
it.
It's just something that's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Does anybody out there listening in, does anybody want to see Oscar De La Hoya back in the ring? Make it, put your comments in the box below, man. Let me know, bro. I want to know if anybody wants to see that fight. I certainly think that September 11th, there's tons of fights in the queue. It's going to be a very, very competitive night in terms of promoters. There's going to be a lot of action going on and a lot of different cards here and overseas. And so watch out for September 11th. But there's, you know, I mean, Oscar Valdez is back in the ring on September 11th as well on ESPN. And he's going against Robson Conseco, that guy. So that's happening.
That's going to be a good fight.
definitely going to be a good fight. That's going to be a great fight. And as you say, that's another one that you're really going to want to tune into to check it out. That's an ESPN card. Shout out to ESPN and shout out to, I believe that that's Top Rank that puts that on. So, and then there's the Anthony Joshua and Usyk fight. That's happening in the UK on September 25th. And then I have no idea. See, this is what I'm talking about. On my schedule here, I've got Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Not, right? That was scheduled for October 9th. Who knows what? Yeah, man. I have no... That's another disappointment because I really wanted to see that fight. That was an amazing fight, right?
It's going to happen. It's on to tree. Far, far on
to tree. Give me a break. I'm going to be in a... I might not even be around by then. Who knows? I mean, they're talking about October 9th.
Please.
Yeah, bro. Listen, they got to get this. They cannot be announcing these fights and then not pulling them off. They got to... I don't know. We got to pull ourselves together and do a better job at it because the fans are going nuts, man. They're not happy right now with what these promoters are doing and what's happening in boxing. You got, you know, you schedule a fight. You say you're going to have a fight. You put the fight on. You know, you put the fight on. It just got to happen. You got to make it happen. You got to do whatever it takes to make it happen. This is ridiculous.
Well, the Canelo thing, that was interesting. That caused, I'm not going to even try to justify or condone either one, but that kind of caused that.
Right.
The Spence thing was medical. What was the other one we lost? That one was medical. You know, so.
Teofimo, you talking about the Teofimo Lopez card?
And, well, Tyson Fury was medical. Benavidez is medical. COVID is still striking. So
who else was medical? Keep going. There's more. Come okay. on. Okay.
Benavidez is medical. Tyson Fury is medical. Of course, we know Spence is medical. And those were the three ones that were, highly anticipated with those three. those two. Have Porter and Crawford. That's coming, man. That's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, that I know. Yeah, it could be a good fight. We got to start saying it could be a good fight because all these fights could be good fights, but they're not happening. And I know the boxing fans are freaking out. They're, Yeah, you can freak out in the comments below. Let us know how freaked out you are about the boxing. You know, the promoters say these fights are going to happen, then they don't happen. Like, it's just completely, negligence. Total negligence,
Okay, now what about the ones that could possibly happen that we're thinking about? May I please offer Thurman and Charlo? Thurman has been talking about that fight. He thinks it is something that is going to be pretty good if he can tie it down.
Right.
Just want to go forward. We got Daniel Jacobs, who is in line to fight Joe Smith after Joe Smith defends his title.
Right.
That is something that's interesting. And we haven't been saying anything about Triple G and Comey.
Yeah, that.
And all of these things are in the works. We know Triple G and Comey are almost done. COVID took Benavidez from us.
All right.
Thurman and Charlo are in the talks. Jacobs and Smith has to happen after Joe wins. But we have Rigondeaux and the pronunciation escapes me as it has you. And we've got a lot to go on.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, Rigondeaux is fighting a guy by the name of John Riel Casimero. Shout out to John Riel Casimero, who will be fighting Guillermo Rigondeaux, and that's on August 14th. Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California, and I believe it's going to be shown on Showtime.
Now, that fight, Rigondeaux is older. So now he's standing in the pocket. He's knocking these guys out because he can't move as he did. And that is beautiful because his last two fights, he's been knocking people out. A knife round knockout. I mean, a seven round knockout and a knife round knockout. Yeah. And he's showing power.
Yep,
he's not moving. He's setting you up and taking you out. The young boys he's fighting, they're young to him, obviously, but they're coming hard on the front foot.
Right.
So he's been so entertaining lately just because he can't move. I mean,
he can't move, but he's just fighting a little bit. His style is a little more sit down on his punches and walking
his
into the pocket.
His power is being showcased now because that's what's left.
Right.
Not that he's diminished. He just chooses to use this offense now. And he's been knocking people out. He's been hurting him and knocking them out. It's beautiful.
Yeah, man. I mean, I look for. I always love to watch Rigondeaux. If you're a casual listener and aren't really sure who Guillermo Rigondeaux is, he's a Cuban trained fighter and he's just absolutely incredible, man. By the way, that fight on August 14th with Guillermo Rigondeaux and John Real Casimero is for the WBO bantamweight title. So you know they are fighting for a WBO and. That should be a firework fight for sure because they're both good fighters. yeah, man. I mean, I don't know, Harold. I don't really know. I guess what I want to say to you is that, you know, there are a lot of fights that should be made. There are a lot of fights that should be happening that aren't happening for whatever the reasons are. And it's frustrating. And I'm hoping that we will get back to some, you know, really fire boxing cards because it's just really frustrating if you're looking forward to these fights and not getting a chance to see them, you know? So I was really looking forward to Pac-Man. I think you know the who my favorite fighter in the whole wide world is, but second to that is Manny. Pac-Man Pacquiao from General Santos City. That's my boy from the Philippines. He rocks and the guy can throw some leather and I love the way he moves. He's like footwork, hand speed, angles, you know, everything we talk about when we talk boxing, when we're training fighters, you know, Pac-Man does it outside the box. He's got a style that's very difficult to emulate. And I really was looking forward to seeing him in the ring.
Yeah, he's got those thick legs, the calves, Pacquiao, and that's where the power comes from, you know, from the floor up, you know. And he launches himself into you, so he's very impressive in that fact. So it will be a good fight with Ugas. It will be a good fight. Ugas has a good chin. Ugas fights every second of the fight. It's going to be a decent fight. It's going to be a decent fight. It is for a championship. It does have merit.
Right. It does. It has all of that. My only question is, you know, does it happen? With only 10 days left, does it happen?
Yes. They're both in shape. They both pass on the physicals. They get to slide right in. Nothing changes. They've had a plethora of press conferences today all over the web, social media, just to get the fans back lined up. As we said earlier, if they drop that price, it'll be a boom. So they get to make that decision and let the public know what they're going to do with that number on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, they better do it quick. They're going to have to bring in the you know,
on mañana.
They're going to have to bring in the best of the best marketing
tomorrow
to get that out. Yeah, they're going to have to bring in the A-team for the marketing, bro, to get the word out. And because the fight is taking place on Saturday, August 21st from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. It is a Fox Sports event. It's a PBC pay-per-view event. And it will be Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao against Ugas. And we never say his first name because it's very difficult to say, but I'm going to give him the respect to say it. Yordanes Ugas, right? Yordanes Ugas. So people shy away from his first name, but, you know, I wish him luck. I hope he has success against Pac-Man. I do believe he will look good in the fight, but I am fairly confident that Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao will come through and win the fight. What's your prediction?
With the Ugas fight? Well,
yeah.
I see Pacquiao winning the fight. I do. I see him winning on points. He's not going to knock out Ugas.
Okay.
But it's going to be a 12-round fight. A lot to enjoy, a lot to see. The undercard is decent. The whole show is going to be good. So, you know, however I get to see it, I want to see it.
Yeah, because that's what
has a style that's so pleasing. So I want to see. I don't care who it's against because he still has to apply his style.
Right.
So.
Well, Harold,
I'm happy to see it happening. Not totally off.
Yeah, man. So listen, it's been a pleasure. It's been a great podcast again, as usual. There's nothing like being with you on these podcasts and chopping it up. Chopping up boxing with you guys out there listening. Thank you for tuning in to the Boxing Breakdown. You've been listening to Harold Hunt, professional boxing judge and co-host of the Boxing Breakdown, along with myself, your fearless leader and host, Mark Roxy. I appreciate you guys being with us. And until next time, peace and love. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Harold, I love you, brother. And I'll see you soon. Okay?
All right.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Fight fans, join host Mark Roxy and special guests as they break down all aspects of the boxing world, including news, business, management, training, promotions, fan reactions, upcoming events, matchups, future boxing stars, title fights, state of the boxing world, and all the stuff you don't see when you watch boxing. This podcast is released each week on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live streamed on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook Live. It's the Boxing Breakdown, hosted by Mark Roxy.